And in 81, Prairie Wind Players started performing there, but in 83, Prairie Wind Players actually physically bought the building, and we've been working on it, you know, doing updates and such ever since. We've done a lot of small things and also a lot of interior. We had the, during COVID years when we couldn't do anything else, we got the inside painted, and we've renovated the green room. We have added new gutters and such and the various things. But like any old building, the paint is peeling and chipping off and such, and we want to keep it up. And we also, we've, for the last, I'm not sure how long, there's been the windows are not functional windows, but we have plywood, et cetera, on in the windows, and they're painted and such. But we would like to update that also, and we'll make some improvements to that. So, you know, we want it to be a vibrant part of Barrett, and it has been, and we have a lot of events coming. We have 5 events left in the season, so there's lots of things coming and going. Our next thing is our children's and youth camp, so we'll have 47 kids coming and going every day for 6 days, and we'll do a couple of performances. So it brings in a lot of things to the area, and I think that we hope that the area will support us and come out and just have a good time. And I've heard these guys play. They also are part of a larger band that played in the Alexandria at the what's that called, Neil? The
It was the Red Willow series, the outdoor concerts that Alec hosts. Yeah.
Right. So they're also part of a larger band. And I don't know if you want to call it what you want to call it, but they're great musicians, and they've been playing together for a long time, and you can tell how well they work together, great harmonies and so forth, which is something I appreciate. So we're really looking forward to that.
And this is going on tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Roosevelt Hall in Barrett, and it's the Paint the Hall fundraiser featuring the music of the Northeast Timberland Band, playing everything from country, rock, bluegrass, easy listening classics. You can find all the information at prairiewindplayers.org, and you can find the Northeast Timberland Band on YouTube as well. Neil, anything else you'd like to add about your band and about the event going on tomorrow?
You know what? We're just really excited to be a part of this. We were fortunate to do to help the Cloquet Community Theater, one of their groups, probably about 10 years ago, very early in the tenure of the band. But now we're excited to come down. We just are fully committed to supporting community theater. We think this is, and we are very familiar with Prairie Wind Players. So it's just an honor to be a part of this, and we're looking forward to seeing folks out tomorrow night.
All right, fantastic. And Dan Olson, anything else?
Yeah, I will add, we will certainly have our normal concessions, including wine and beer, but also we will be having some pulled pork sandwiches. I think that's what it is. I'm not in charge of that part of it so much. But so we'll have food, we'll have good music, we'll have prizes, and we hope to just have a good time and get people out, you know, something new and something different. And we hope that we can count on the support of our local community and the area. And again, we have a number of, we have a lot of events, and we have actors and board members and such from Morris, from all over. And so this is a area-wide event.
Absolutely. It sounds like a very entertaining evening. I want to thank Neil, part of the Neil Whitico from Northeast Timberland Band. I was about to say Northwest. I tell you, I get things wrong all the time. So
that one took me a while until I remembered they're around Duluth. then North. Oh yeah, of course. Okay, it makes sense.
There we go. Yeah, now I get it. And Dan Olson, thank you guys so much for coming in and being on the phone, and I appreciate you. And the event again is tomorrow in Barrett at the Roosevelt Hall at 7 o'clock for the Paint the Hall fundraiser. Thanks, guys, for sharing your time.
We thank you again for all the support that the radio station has had, and thanks for doing a nice commercial for us.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, guys, thanks again for your time. We'll get back into it here in just a minute. That is your Community Connection for this Thursday.